Are you worried about a recession? Many economists say we're likely to have one in 2023. I am Rob West. The Federal Reserve's raising of interest rates to fight inflation is a recipe for slowing the economy. In other words, recession. Are you prepared for it? If not, now's the time to get started. I'll talk about that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. So far, the GDP is still in positive territory, although not by much, and the unemployment rate remains low. That's a blessing. But higher interest rates will inevitably slow the economy, so it's time to recession-proof your finances. How do you do that? Well, step one, check your credit score and get your credit reports. This will give you a base point and will allow you to accurately judge the effect of any late payments if you're forced to make any in the future. You can get a free credit report from each of the three bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, at annualcreditreport.com. With those reports in hand, you'll be able to show creditors that you've made timely payments on your various accounts in the past. That could help you negotiate better terms if you find yourself temporarily out of work. Step two, familiarize yourself with the Mayday budget. It has only four categories. The first is food. You have to eat, but keep it simple and no eating out. The next Mayday budget category is housing. Make your mortgage or rent payment. Then comes utilities. And finally, transportation. So food, housing, utilities, and transportation come first in the Mayday budget. With anything left over, you can pay other bills. Step three is to look for other sources of help. Your unemployment benefits may run out, but other resources will probably be available. Check out nonprofit organizations and local government agencies that may have assistance programs. You can call 211 to learn more about services in your area or go online to 211.org. Step four, make a list of all your creditors and their contact information. Be ready to call them and explain in detail whatever financial situation you may be facing, and then pray you don't have to use it. But if you do, it's ready. If you can't pay a bill, call your creditor before it comes due. Run toward your creditors, not away from them. When you call and speak to a representative, have your latest pay stubs handy so you can show how your income has been reduced. Tell that person how much you have available to pay on the debt for the time being. Ask if you can temporarily stop payments or make partial ones. Let them know how long you expect to be in your current situation. You may not know for sure, but try to give a reasonable estimate of how long it will take for you to begin making full payments on time again. Make sure you get the person's name and keep a record of what you talked about and any agreement you may have reached. Also, ask to have a copy of the agreement sent to you in writing. Creditors will usually do this anyway, but ask for it just to be sure and hang on to that email or letter when it arrives. By the way, scam artists will use tough times like a recession to victimize folks who are already in dire financial circumstances. So don't respond to emails or give out information to anyone who calls you claiming to represent one of your creditors. Step five, get professional nonprofit help for managing credit card debt. Contact our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org if you're starting to fall behind in payments or expect you're about to. They have arrangements with many creditors to lower your interest rates. You'll make one payment that covers several creditors, making things much simpler. It's not debt consolidation, it's debt management, and that can help you pay off your creditors 80% faster. You can make arrangements to speak with a counselor at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. If you are laid off and lose your health insurance, check out Christian Healthcare Ministries. They offer a medical cost-sharing alternative to health insurance, almost always at a much lower cost. You can find out how they do it at chministries.org. Now, step six is to save as much as possible. It's for times like a recession that we always tell you to have 3 to 6 months' living expenses in your emergency fund. There's no better way to recession-proof your finances, so start start saving today. And finally, step 7, pray. Pray that God will provide wisdom for managing your finances in difficult times. James 1:5 assures us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." So those are your steps to recession-proof your finances, and we'll put links to all the resources I mentioned in today's show notes. Your calls are next. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. If we're honest, the week leading up to a holiday can be stressful. When you're hosting, you worry about how many people are coming, the menu, and whether the house will look nice. Just ask Martha. In Luke 10, Martha and her sister Mary were hosting the greatest gift ever, Jesus. But Martha was running with her hair on fire, preparing the house, while Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened. Martha was beginning to get upset. There was work to be done. But what did Jesus say about Mary in verse 42? Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. This week will be crazy, I know, but take some time and pause and sit at Jesus' feet. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchored.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Bishop E.W. Jackson is on a mission.
Some people are just embarrassed to be Americans. That's a big problem. I mean, I've heard people say that. They're embarrassed to be Americans. I'm not embarrassed to be American. I love my country. I'm thankful to God that I'm an American. I'm thankful to God to live in this land of freedom and opportunity and hope. And I'm fighting to make sure that that never changes.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson, every weekday at noon Central on AFR, or catch the podcast at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
So delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Our phone lines are open, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today with whatever you're thinking about financially. Again, 800-525-7000. You know, we began today by talking about recession-proofing your finances, and clearly there are things we can do to prepare ourselves financially, and we should. We need to shore up our financial foundation, but I would also challenge you to have the right perspective going into it. You know, perspective is everything. What do we really believe about the role of money and our role as managers of it? Do we find our identity in Christ, not in the things of this world? Your identity is not about what you do or what you have. It's in Jesus, your hope of glory. And when we start there with that perspective, that will determine our behaviors. because our behaviors are a result of our perspective or our worldview. Perspective, though, is gained and maintained by spending daily time with the Lord. So I would challenge you to go back to Scripture, to renew your mind, to think about the abundance that you have in Christ before even the first dollar, so that we view our earthly wealth with a biblical worldview and then begin to value eternity over our present reality. You see, when we realize that eternity is our purpose and that God is enough, we can be content no matter our circumstances, and our money or the way we handle it can become a testimony to the world of our trust and faithfulness to God, no matter what's going on around us. What an opportunity we have as Christ followers to live in that present reality that Christ is enough, and that our hope in heaven and the things that are eternal and will last are all that matter. Hey, we want to take your questions today. Our promise to you is to be an encouragement, to be hopeful, but also to bring wisdom from God's Word, the principles and practical ideas we see in Scripture to bear in your financial lives. Whatever you're thinking about today, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's begin today in Virginia. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for your call. Go right ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Simple. I just would like to know, is there a website or a listing of credit unions that are in line with the Christian faith?
Yes. I don't have a listing, but I do have one that you absolutely should check out because we know them really well and can highly recommend them. It's the Christian Community Credit Union, and you'll find them on the web at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. CCCU, which is short for Christian Community Credit Union, they reinvest a portion of their proceeds into God's kingdom. So every time you use one of their credit or debit cards, you're actually changing lives through their cards that give to missions program. They've actually been able to donate over $6 million to ministries and ministry projects since 1995. But you'll find, Sherry, that they're wonderful to work with. They have really high quality products, but you can be assured that it was built to align with the values and priorities of Christians. And you will, I think, be pleasantly surprised at what you find there. So check it out today. Again, it's joinchristiancommunity.com, and let us know what you think, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Sherry. And call back anytime. Let's see. To New York. Hi, Luke. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hey, I had a couple of questions on gold.
Okay.
And the first one, if we're retired, my wife and I, and we have our own, you know, IRAs. But outside of the IRA, we have been have read that you should, if you have the extra income, like 5 to 20% invest in gold. And I just wondered your thoughts on that.
Yeah. You know, I would typically say an allocation of 5 to 10%. And I think in a period like this, especially just given the high inflation, the uncertainty that we have, the geopolitical issues that are going on all around us, some of the headwinds we have a little further down the road, including our national debt and some of the things that we're going to need to address, I would be at the upper end of the range. And so I like the idea of being around 10%. I typically don't advise going beyond that. You know, gold is great as a fear trade. It's a store of value. It does have some disadvantages. Number one, it's not income generating. If you're buying physical gold, you've obviously got to store it. You've got the security and you've got the difficulty of using it as a means of exchange if you're ever needed to. I mean, how do you buy a tank of gas with a gold bar or even gold coins? So, you know, for folks who want to buy it and hold it, and again, it's an uncorrelated asset, typically performing well when the market is declining. declining or there's an inordinate amount of fear or concern. For that reason, I think it's good to add to your portfolio. And if you and your wife have the ability to do that, I like that. But I would say typically I'd stay no more than 10% of your investable assets. If you wanted to bump that up to 15, I could certainly get comfortable with that. But I'd encourage you probably not to go beyond that, just given the long-term performance and volatility of gold. It just doesn't measure up to a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio over a long period of time. The returns are just not there. And one of the key reasons to that is it is more volatile. And again, it doesn't have any income generation like you can have with dividend paying stocks and so forth. Does that make sense?
Yes. And just have one final question on gold.
Yes, sir.
We're considering giving, obviously we have the opportunity to do this, giving gold coins to our grandkids. I just wondered your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I like that. How would you do that? And would you work with their parents in terms of the storage and the safety and all of that?
Yeah, we'd give it to their parents, and then it's up to the parents when they feel that they're of age or responsibility to let them either invest that or however they want to go. But
yeah,
it would be in their parents' hands.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's great. I like it a lot. I love the idea of you investing in the next generation. As you probably know, you can give up to $17,000 per person for 2023. And so between you and your wife, you could give $34,000 without letting the IRS know. If you go beyond that, still not taxable in any way. There is no gift tax. It would just eat away beyond $17,000 per person at your lifetime exclusion, which sits now north of $12 million. Over your lifetime to any person. So, I think it's a great opportunity. I would just communicate, obviously, with the parents what your intent is for that money, how it's to be used, so they have the ability to kind of honor your wishes and maybe even write a letter to each of the grandkids that the parents can pass along with the gift at the appropriate time so they understand whether you're living or the Lord's called you home at that point, what your intent was, what your heart is for them in terms of both stewards as of God's money, the purpose of this money, and how it's to be used, and just a way to encourage them as a part of that. But I love the idea, Lou. You're obviously a very intentional guy, you and your bride, and I'm delighted that you were on the program today. Thanks for calling today, and God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're going to take a quick break here in just a moment, but when we come back, some great questions lined up. We do have room for a few more. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Hey, before we head to this first break, are you looking for a way to manage your money a little more effectively, especially in light of inflation? Has your budget gotten away from you? Well, the FaithFi app might be just what you're looking for. More control and visibility into your finances using our digital envelope system. Check it out today at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app to learn more. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stay with us. Much more to come just around the corner.
Dear 1 million moms, I've always thought that maybe your organization was making a mountain out of a molehill. But today, I cannot believe what I just saw on my TV.
Concerned about the trash flowing into your home through today's media that simply will not censor itself? Make your voice heard. If you see trash in the media, tell us. Use the Submit Trash button at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And thanks.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches, and we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. Hey, I'll be in Tupelo April the 20th for the AFA Foundation Town Hall. I'll be talking about a biblical view of investing, giving, and leaving a lasting legacy. Riley Wildman and Wesley Wildman will both be there as well. You can learn more about how you can leave a lasting legacy through the AFA Foundation as well. It's April the 20th. It's at the Cadence Bank Conference Center, and you can register today at afa.net/events. That's afa.net/events. If you'd rather call and speak to someone and register, seating is limited, so be sure you get your reservation in. Call 800-326-4543, extension 205. That's 800-326-4543, extension 205. And I'll see you in Tupelo on April the 20th at 6 p.m. All right, back to the phones we go. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head to Tennessee. And Jim, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, first-time caller. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
My daughter is about $50,000 in debt with medical bills, credit cards, different loans, and she makes about $40,000 a year, and she's in a dilemma whether to file bankruptcy or to another approach, and I was going to see what your advice might be.
Yeah, I know this can be challenging, Jim. Obviously, a lot weighing on her. Where is she at currently? I realize with $40,000 in income, she's probably struggling to make ends meet. Is she adding to this debt every month, or is she able to cover her bills and the minimum payments at this point and at least stay, keep her head above water?
Well, her problem is she has no medical insurance at the current time. So every time she goes to the doctor, it just adds to her debt.
Yes. And does she have some ongoing health issues that require more medical attention?
She does. She's had a heart ablation and some other things. And so, she requires, kind of a constantly going to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's challenging. She may want to look into something like, Christian Healthcare Ministries. I mean, obviously these would be pre-existing conditions, so she would have to understand, the implications of that. But are you familiar with health cost sharing through a ministry like CHM?
No.
Okay. Have her check out chministries.org. That's chministries.org. It's Christian Healthcare Ministries. They're the oldest in this space. And basically, they will help her to cover the cost of her medical bills through the sharing of these bills from Christians all over the country. It's much more affordable than traditional insurance, which this is not. But it could be a blessing to her. I realize things are going to be tight. And so even just one more expense, may not be possible. possible, but it could help to turn this whole thing around. Listen, bankruptcy is not in the Bible. You won't find that term. I think the big idea here is the wicked borrow and do not repay, but she can only pay according to her ability. So, you know, this is not going to be something that she is able to get rid of overnight. I would encourage her to try to avoid bankruptcy if at all possible. She may find herself forced into bankruptcy just to protect herself. And if that was the case, I would certainly be okay with that. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. I think the big idea here is, how does she get to a place where she can begin to start making some progress to repay this over time as she's able to? Now, you know, on $40,000, given the amount of debt that she has and given the fact that things are continuing to climb because of her medical situation, I think is obviously a challenge. So, you know, perhaps she needs to look at the income side of the equation as well as the expense side to say, what can I do to perhaps improve my job situation and earn a bit more? Could I get in with a company that provides group health care so I could get on a health insurance plan, you know, where I'm covered from day one? You know, does she need to make a change there? The other side of it is the expense side. And obviously, anything she can do to try to control expenses, eliminate expenses where possible, to free up margin, to build up that emergency fund, you know, maybe by starting a health savings account or something else that's going to allow her to eliminate, you know, the growing of that debt is key. With regard to the debt itself, the medical debt, I would kind of wait on that. I'd focus on the credit cards, because the medical debt, you know, even if it's charged off, that will all come off her credit report once she's able to satisfy it by law. And I realize that seems like a tall order, and it is, but we'll get to that later. I think right now I'd probably start by having her contact, in addition to Christian Healthcare Ministries, have her contact our friends at Christian Credit Counselors. That's my preferred way for her to get out of credit card debt. The accounts are going to be closed. They'll drop the interest rates, and then she'll make one monthly payment through Christian Credit Counselors to each of the credit card companies, and that's going to help her to get that starting to those balances to start declining, especially with that lower interest rate. They will also work with her on her budget and be able to help her determine whether she can actually do this on her own or whether she's going to have to take bankruptcy either now or in the future. So I think that would be my next call, Jim, would be, or she can visit them on the web, ChristianCreditCounselors.org, and then also CHMinistries.org. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. And if we can help further along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. Let's head to Arkansas. Kellyan, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. Well, I had a question to ask you. It's not necessarily a financial question, but it's more so like some advice about career. And I love what you do. I love the way that you, you know, teach God's people about finance and give them wisdom from the Bible. And you also have the other side with the financial side as well. And I admire that you and Dan Sealy were two guys I follow. And I know he's going on to be with the Lord, but
yes,
I admire what you're doing. I would love to get involved with a career to do something like that. And I just want to ask for some advice, the steps to take to go down that path.
I love that. Man, that's awesome, Kellyan. We're obviously God's placed a calling on your life to help people, and I love that you resonate with the idea of helping them in this area of biblical stewardship. Let's do this. I've got to take a quick break. If you've got a moment, you stay right there, and let's unpack this a bit more just on the other side of the break. Ruth and Teresa, we're coming your way as well. If you all can hold, we'll get to your questions just around the corner. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Hi, I'm Kirby Anderson, president of Probe Ministries and host of the Point of View radio program. You've probably noticed that many young Christians leave the church after they graduate, but they don't have to graduate from God. That's why I want to invite your children and grandchildren to attend the Probe Mind Games Camp in Texas. We prepare them for college and their entry into a world that will challenge their faith. This one-week camp includes lectures, role play, along with some great fun. It will take place June 18 to the 24th. Go to probe.org for more information.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Just before the break, we were talking to our friend Kellyan in Arkansas. Kellyan resonates with this message of biblical stewardship, and he's wanting to know how he can help others in their journey. And Kellyan, I love this question. You know, there's really two tracks that are immediately available to you. One is through our partnership with the Institute for Christian Financial Health. You can learn more at christianfinancialhealth.com. With the new CERT CFC certification, that stands for Certified Christian Financial Counselor, we've just entered into a pretty significant partnership with the Institute for Christian Financial Health, and in the coming months, we're going to be making available the only search tool for CERT CFCs in the country. So God's people will be able to go to faithfi.com and find a certified Christian financial counselor with a wide range of specialties where they can connect and get some counseling help, whether that's with their budget and spending plan or debt repayment. Maybe it's their giving strategy. Maybe it's marital or couples related issues around money. And that's where a certified Christian financial counselor comes in. The other track is the CKA track, Certified Kingdom Advisor. And that's really for financial professionals. These are insurance, tax and accounting, financial planning, estate planning attorneys, and investment advisors, where they're able to build on their previous experience in financial services, but add a specialization in serving God's people with professional financial advice that aligns with their values and priorities as Christians. And you can learn more about the CKA designation at kingdomadvisors.com. So depending on what you're wanting to do, either the CERT CFC or the CKA could be two tracks for you to explore. With the Certified Christian Financial Counselor, you can do that both as a volunteer. A lot of our folks will be doing that free of charge just to help God's people, Or they'll also do it as a business where they'll charge for their services, and we'll have both of those options available. So I would encourage you to check those out perhaps as you think about either a career path or a way to serve as a volunteer in this area of biblical stewardship. Is that helpful?
Yes, sir. That's a lot of help. Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Hey, I really appreciate your encouragement, the kind words you shared about Dan and me and the program. I'm delighted that perhaps this is an area where God is calling you. And if, in fact, this is where it goes, keep us posted, because I'd like to know more about it. And who knows, maybe you'll be listed on our site to be able to help people once you get this training down the road. God bless you, Kelly, and thanks for calling today. To Louisiana. Hey, Ruth, go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a Louisiana tax-free bond through Franklin Templeton through
yes.
Chase.
Yeah.
And I've had it a long time, and it's been really good, but and I had it almost up to 60,000, and now it's fallen to 51.
Yeah.
And so I just wondered, I'm sure I need to diversify, but I don't know into what because I'm not into stock. So I just like to know your opinion on what I should do.
Yeah. Muni bonds are going to be fairly attractive this year. You know, it was a long and difficult 2022 for municipal bonds, as you experienced. But the municipal bond market should fare much better in 2023. You know, they've been volatile due to Fed policy, so the raising of interest rates due to concerns about economic growth and inflation. But for the first time in quite some time, I think investors like you will finally earn attractive yields without having to take on unnecessary risk in municipal bonds. So this is actually going to be a good year in the next couple of years, probably for bondholders, much more so than last year, and better than we've seen in the recent past. So I think the key for you is, yes, I like the fact that you would just continue to hold and let this recover. You mentioned diversification, and that is an issue because you are highly concentrated in one particular investment. So another option would be you stay in the bond space because you like that more stable return with the attractive yields, but you want more diversification. You could get that by, rather than buying an individual bond, using a bond mutual fund. And so perhaps you look for a bond fund that has a lot of bonds in it that fits your investment objective and risk tolerance, but you're more properly diversified. And, you know, that might be a way to go. And if you need some help with that, our friends at soundmindinvesting.org could be a great resource to you. But I think at the end of the day, Ruth, you've already dealt with most of the losses that you're going to experience. And I think you can be confident that we're getting into a much more favorable environment moving forward for bondholders. Okay?
Well, wonderful. And I've been advised to start drawing dividends, so I've been drawing dividends for,
yes,
I guess, a couple of years. So,
okay.
But another question I'd like to ask you,
yes,
with that, you cannot have any beneficiary, and I'm in my 80s, and would it be smart to make my children co-owners?
Yeah, so do you have a beneficiary designation currently on the portfolio?
You can't have one with this tax-free bond.
Oh, right. Okay. So, but the key would be with any other investment accounts that you have, those including bank accounts, that you have your beneficiaries,
yes,
listed. And then beyond that, you just want to make sure you have an up-to-date and valid will that's going to take care of all of your personal effects with regard to how it's distributed.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So just leave it like it is, and it'll be taken care of that way, huh?
Yes, ma'am. That would cover it.
All right. Thank you so much. I listen to your program and enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ruth, and God bless you. Thanks for being a part of the program today. Let's head to Alabama. Hi, Teresa. Go right ahead. Hi. I'm sorry. I missed the first part. Go right ahead.
As I said, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband and I have term life insurance that,
okay,
we have a few years left on the 20-year term, and we're getting older, And the insurance agent has advised us to layer it with a whole life insurance policy, but that would be extremely expensive.
Yes.
And we're wondering how much life insurance do we really need as we get older, and what other options would it be available that might be more affordable?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very costly in this season of life, but the idea here is that once we get to retirement, we really don't need life insurance. So that would be the question that I would ask, which it sounds like you're already wrestling with, and that is, do we really need insurance at this point, life insurance in particular? Because we have life insurance during our working years, ideally, to offset a risk, and that is if the Lord were to call one of us home and the other spouse is left without that spouse's income, which creates a hardship. Well, that's where the life insurance comes in to provide income replacement, maybe pay off debt, things like that. But once we enter retirement, we've got our retirement assets built up. We're living on Social Security, maybe drawing a pension or an income stream from a 401k. And if the Lord were to call us home, that doesn't create any unnecessary financial hardship. And therefore, we don't need this expensive element of the budget. We can drop it because it served its purpose. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my concern is my husband only has Social Security.
Let's do this. I hate to interrupt you. I've got to take a quick break, but I want to hear your thoughts and then be able to follow up. So stay right there, and we'll finish up right on the other side of this break. Much more to come. Stay with us.
Washington Watch.
This is a crisis of our own making, and that hard-nosed determination to not admit it for political reasons is just really, truly disheartening.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but on this particular issue, the contrast between the policies of the two administrations could not be sharper. As I've mentioned here on the program many times, I was at the border a little over a year ago. It was like a ghost town.
Weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evenings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
I love this country. But can I tell you something? I love the Lord more than I love this country, and I love the body of Christ more than I love this country. So it is because I love you, frankly, I have to tell the truth. There are many that are more concerned with the consequences in our nation than we are about the cause.
The Hamilton Quarter. Weekday afternoons at 5 Central on American Family Radio.
Have you downloaded the Faith Fi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature. But also, plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, just before the break, we were talking to Teresa in Alabama. She's wondering about carrying life insurance in the retirement years. Her term life insurance is nearly expired, and she has an advisor recommending that she take on a whole life insurance policy at this point, which would be very expensive. My question was, do we really need life insurance in this season? And Teresa, go ahead and give me your thoughts on that, just as you think about the various income sources and assets that you have and whether that would be enough to cover your needs in this season of life.
Well, my husband only has Social Security. I will have a small pension once I retire plus Social Security. With the two of us together, we would be fine. When one leaves the picture, then it would be harder, especially if I were to go first.
Yeah.
But he is older, so, you know, we'd ever know what the Lord would, you know, who would go first. You never can tell, but.
Sure. Yeah, the challenge is that it's going to be very expensive and, you know, the budget's already going to be tight. And so I think I would prefer you to take the money you would be putting toward that expensive whole life policy and just start socking that money away so that, you know, if it isn't needed, then, you know, you don't have that expense and you get to build up all of that cash that could provide, you know, a bit of a nest egg rather than putting that toward a whole life policy that's just going to get increasingly expensive over time as you all age. So I think trying to order your finances in such a way where you get your lifestyle spending as low as possible and then, you know, taking that money that currently is going toward the term policy, but what would also be going to the whole life, which would be quite a bit more, and then just redirecting that to an emergency savings account, I think would probably be a better option at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
all right.
Kind of what we were thinking, but yes.
Very
right,
good.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Teresa. 800-525-7000. Hey, before we go to the next call, it's Monday, which means our good friend Bob Dahl stops by. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more and sign up for his weekly Dahl's Deliberations market commentary at crossmarkglobal.com. Bob, all eyes on OPEC this morning, huh? What's going on in the oil markets?
Yeah, wow. This is a surprise that they're going to cut production by 3%. May not sound like a lot, but that's enough to push prices up when the supply-demand imbalance is pretty tight. And so the energy stocks are leading the way. They're up nearly 5% already today. This means higher prices for fuel as you fill up your car. In the next couple of months, you'll see prices going up a little bit more, unfortunately, Rob.
Bob, does this speak to any bigger issues just on the geopolitical front with regard to the U.S.'s dominance or lack thereof with regard to these Middle Eastern countries?
Right question, Rob. It's clear our relationship, for example, with Saudi Arabia is very different today than it was for most of our lifetime. And that's not in a favorable direction as alliances with other parts of the world, notably China, are becoming stronger. So these things are all related. And, of course, you never know, aside from the desire for money, what the motivations are for sometimes rises, sometimes cuts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Bob, just to the macroeconomic environment, you have some comments out today in your deliberations about the U.S. labor market as well as just the U.S. manufacturing and service sectors.
Yeah, the sum is that the first quarter GDP for the United States is going to be a little better than people thought. I suspect it will end up being the strongest of the four quarters for 2023. In particular, we're seeing manufacturing and service purchasing manager indexes continue on the upside more than many people thought. On the other hand, labor, which is a lagging indicator, is still tight, no question about it. But we're starting to see some cracks in that. For example, jobless claims last week moved up to a level we've not seen for a while. So still an okay economy, but starting to weaken.
Yeah, very good, Bob. One of the titles here in your commentary this week is, Are We in the Eye of a Hurricane? Obviously, we know what comes on the other side of the eye wall. So are you expecting anything different today versus the beginning of the year in terms of the year ahead?
Yeah, we've obviously been through the storm of the banking crisis and the question, are we in the eye of the hurricane? I'm basically saying, look, the Fed raised rates from 0 to 4.75 in 12 months. That's unprecedented. I don't think it's just so simple that we have a couple of banks who go under and then it's off to the races, hunky-dory, everything is well. Yeah. My guess is there are more consequences, in particular an economic slowdown and likely a mild recession.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And obviously the market has been weathering all of this fairly well in the last couple of weeks at least, huh?
sure has. From the banking crisis low, the stock market is up a high single-digit percentage, and that's only a few weeks ago. So it's come back as the fear of contagion in the banking system has gone away. And yet, in a longer-term perspective, the stock market's between S&P 500, 3,800, and 4,200 for months and months now. We satisfy the bulls for a while, and then we satisfy the bears for a while. My view still is, if we're going to have a mild recession, we'll break this trading range to the downside.
All right. Bob, final question. What do you make of the housing market? Obviously, interest rates moving around quite a bit. We've seen a softening, but then now an uptick. Where do you think that's headed over the balance of the year?
So the change in the outlook for interest rates and the drop out the federal treasury curve means that the onerous high mortgage rates are going to come down some. And that breathes some life into housing. Look, housing is the most interest-sensitive part of the United States economy, and so it whips around as interest rates do. I still think that we're not out of the woods in housing. As we've commented before, activity levels are down, but prices aren't down a whole lot in most places.
Okay, very good. Bob, we appreciate your comments as always, my friend. Hope you have a great week.
Happy Holy Week to you.
All right, and you as well. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more about the funds Bob manages or sign up for his weekly Dahl's Deliberations at crossmarkglobal.com. That's Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. All right, back to the phones. We'll take as many questions as we can between now and the end of the program. 800-525-7000 to Arkansas. Hi, Taylor. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking about investing in a bond, and it sounds real good. And I just wonder if you heard anything about this bond. It's a Phoenix Capital Group, and they work with oil stuff.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not familiar enough with it to comment on it. I know, they just doing a quick view here. They invest in oil and gas mineral rights acquisitions. So, they get the mineral rights to this land, and they then take the minerals in the ground, and as they pull that out, they translate that into an income stream to you. And this is a bond from them. I would just say, just generally speaking, be careful in being too highly concentrated in one investment, especially in the oil and gas space, just because of, depending on how diversified they are, if they, happen to have some properties that don't perform the way they expect, you can have a lower than expected return just based on one particular holding. And if that made up a large percentage of your overall portfolio, that could really hurt you. But I think if this is a part of a properly diversified portfolio, I like oil and gas royalties and rights just because, we call that mailbox money. I mean, it's really simple. You just get a check every month. And, especially with what we were just talking about with Bob Dahl around oil prices with OPEC cutting supply, I think, we're going to see, at least over the balance of this year, elevated oil prices. And that's probably not going away anytime soon. So I would say I like these types of investments, but I would just be careful about making sure you have enough diversification and you're not too highly concentrated in one investment, because obviously you could potentially lose, a lot of money. And if it's not alongside a lot of other investments that are either uncorrelated or give you further diversification, then you've got, too much risk in one particular company's performance, and that would be my only concern for you. Otherwise, I think it's a great space to be in. Thanks for your call today. Quickly to Texas. Hey, Mark, I've got just about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My son has a 529 that I opened for him, but he will not use him in the form of a Roth IRA.
Yes.
How do I
Yeah, I'm losing you a little bit, but this is a new provision that is out that I'm really excited about, and that is where you can do a rollover from a 529 for funds that are unused to a Roth IRA for your son. It has to be open for 15 years, so this is not in place yet. It will be soon, but the Roth would have had to have been open for 15 years. He needs to have an equal amount of earned income for this to be possible. And contributions and earnings made to the 529 in the last 5 years are ineligible for a tax-free transfer. But when you do that, you can do it up to the Roth IRA contribution limit, which this year stands at $6,500. The lifetime limit for those rollovers to Roths are $35,000. But a great option to sock this money away for the long term. And we appreciate your call today, Mark. That's going to do it for us. Thank you to Jim, Pat, and Devin. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you for being here as well. Go out and live for Jesus and manage his money in a way that honors him. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.